Betches Media presents.
Will you suck?
I'm lit.
To fix this water problem.
Sorry to this man.
You can have 100 people in the room.
And I. Oh, goodbye, Kyle!
At Betches.
Rise and shine.
Hello, and welcome to the At Betches podcast. I am Kay Brown, Kay York City, the senior social media manager here at Betches.
I'm Dana Samuel, community manager and manager of the UUP pod and When's Happy Hour Instagram.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. I'm the e-commerce manager and host of the Mention It All podcast, which is all things Bravo.
I also forgot to say that I am actually also the host of the Bachelor podcast as well. So you guys make sure to follow the Bachelor podcast out every Wednesday. But before we get into everything, we have a lot to cover on today's episode. We're going to be talking about The Bachelorette. There's low ratings this year, which is very weird. And I can't wait to hear what you guys think about it. We're also going to be talking about Ariana Grande's new single. And Saved by the Bell has a new trailer because apparently they're rebooting. Lots of stuff to cover, lots of stuff to unpack. But before we get into that, Dana, hit us with some newsletter stuff.
Yes, as always, here to plug the Bachelor Breakdown newsletter. It goes out every Wednesday right after the newest episode of The Bachelorette. We recap the cringeworthy moments, all the drama, anything you need to know about the episode, you can find it in the newsletter. It's basically an insight into my, Kay, and Chris's, aka Fat Kay Bradshaw's, brains. So subscribe to that again every Wednesday at betches.co/bachelorbreakdown.
And I'm also here to talk about my merch as usual. It is Halloween, as the kids say. I don't know if you guys are doing anything or if you have your costumes ready, but we have tons of stuff for you at shop.betches.com/collection/Halloween. Go check it out. Lots of fun stuff. Even if you're not going out, we have tons of other merch like drinkware, notebooks, clothing, because everyone's working from home these days. So go check it out.
Okay, so let's like dive right the fuck into it.
Let's do it.
The Bachelorette. So I know I've been excited about it. I know both of you guys watch it as well. And I, in my opinion, I thought everybody was like pumped for this. I was like, nobody's going to miss this first episode. Like everybody's going to be on it. But apparently the ratings have dropped 25% from the season premiere to last week's episode. And this is like the lowest ratings in 16 years.
That is wild and not shocking at all.
I mean, maybe people are just waiting for her to leave and then they'll come back.
Right. Well, it had an estimated audience of 4.1 million viewers, but the fact that this is like the lowest is really kind of telling, especially after the first week's like premiere episode. I'm wondering if it's because of Claire or, I can't figure out what it was, because I know at the beginning, like everybody's weird about Claire being like, oh my God, she's old and blah, 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 all this like kind of drama, but we kind of like grew into that and got over it. But I guess the second the episode aired, we were all like, oh yeah, no, this is not it.
Here's the thing. It also, the day of the week also changed. Not that that has anything to do with it, I'm pretty sure, because everyone's home anyway. So they're going to be watching, but I think it honestly has to do with just her as a person and watching it unfold on the show. I mean, the fact that they spilled so much about what happened, everyone knows she's leaving and everyone knows she's in love with this guy. So it's kind of just like, okay, hurry it up. Like, let's go. Bring on
Tisha. That's what I was going to say. Maybe everyone's just pissed because of the Dale thing. I mean, I can't remember now. Like it was years ago. I can't remember what contestant he was to get out of the limo, but as soon as she saw him, she basically said, yeah, he's gonna win. That's the one. So maybe people were pissed.
Well, do you guys think it is because of Claire like already knowing about like Claire and picking the guy, like having that like sort of spoiled, or do you think it's because more people are excited about Tayshia?
I think more people are excited about Tayshia, to be honest.
Okay. I think it's a mix. I think because people, you know, we have all these claims and I mean, 99% confirmation that she's going to pick Dale. She's going to leave early. They're like living their lives together behind the scenes as we speak. So people are like, okay, I don't really need to watch what happens because it's going to be irrelevant in a couple weeks or whenever they switch bachelorettes, whenever Tayshia comes on. So why do I need to waste my time even watching?
And well, here's the thing.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. No, Barry, go.
Jinx. They've done the whole bringing back someone on the show already, but for Claire, this is her third time. So, like, by now, the audience truly knows her. And to be honest, like, if you're comparing the two, Tayshia is more of...
I think it's her fourth time.
Claire?
Yeah.
My God. So she was like, on
Paradise, too, and Winter Games.
Yeah. Right. So, okay, so four times. So if you're comparing that, because, yes, we've seen Tayshia on the show... We like Tayshia better as an audience. I'm not speaking for everybody, but I'm just like, she's younger. She's more fun. I'm not saying the whole age thing has anything to do with it. It really doesn't. I think that was actually nice to see, but I think she's just done with the show. I really do.
Yeah.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepy's Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their Zip Footy Pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
I think there also is somewhat, you guys let me know what you think about this, but bachelor fatigue, quote unquote, just because the show has been on for so long at this point. And, you know, is there a certain amount of times you can do this, have the same repetition and still want to be engaged? Or are we just like kind of tired of it? I mean, I know that bachelorette seasons are always lower rating wise than bachelor seasons, just because I think it's, sadly more fun to watch women fight over a guy than it is to watch guys fight over a girl because it's less realistic. Yes. Like name guys that are going to fight over a girl. Like no, but you know, every single one of your friends are, it's like, I called dibs on him first. You know what I mean? It's more, having the girls fight over the guy, you get higher ratings. It's pathetic, but it's true. So I wonder, think
it's a lot of women watching the show primarily. I mean, I'm sure there are guys who are doing it willingly or who are getting roped into watching it with their female friends or what have you. But I think just going off of what you said, it's fun almost. I know, like, we have fun talking about it when we see girls doing these outrageous things or being so over the top catty, and it's like, I would never, I could never be doing this over a man.
You relate to it more than the guys. Like, I don't feel any of these guys' perspectives. Like, I can't get behind what their mindset is, but I can definitely get behind all the girls who were like competing for Pete. Nah, I can't do that.
Well, you honestly, it's really sad to watch when it's a bachelorette, because yes, the girls fight over each other for the man. But when we watch The Bachelorette, the guys become like cliques. And I'm like, I don't want to watch like 25 guys become friends and talk about like their lot. I don't, that's so weird.
You know what? Maybe that's a factor for this season too, because I know right off the bat, they're like, it's like a bunch of mini frat houses. It's like they're living on Fraternity Row in this season, because they all have to be separated, obviously, because of COVID factors. So I don't know if people are like, this is a little too chummy for me. And all of the previews are them, oh, well, we're not going to stand for Claire treating us like this. Let's band together and do X, Y, Z. So maybe people don't like that. But overall, show ratings, Bachelor and otherwise, TV ratings have been pretty low. And do we think this is a problem for TV as a whole, or what?
I don't know.
Think like there's going to be redemption.
I also, there are a lot of shows that people do not watch. I mean, most people are not watching shows in real time. I think that's right. A thing. So like, whether it's like ratings or viewers or any of that stuff, a lot of people are not watching these shows as it happens. Like I always end up watching Big Brother the day after, or like I can wait, but Bachelor is definitely one of those shows that you want to watch in real time. You want to be a part of the conversation. You want to see what's going on Twitter. I think that definitely resonates. So like reality TV is probably one of those things, especially if it's a reality show that does bring that like cult, like live tweeting and memeing stuff. But other than that, I don't know. I don't watch a ton of TV in real time. It's always just like, oh, whatever's on, I'll binge it.
You know what? I don't have cable. I use Hulu Live to watch Same. The Bachelorette. First of all, so
I was just going to say there's a lot of streaming services too.
Yeah. I honestly the only things I watch real time are Wheel of Fortune because it comes on before The Bachelorette and Supermarket Sweep because it comes on after The Bachelorette. So I'm just there, you know, capping my evening. I need a little something to take the edge off after The Bachelorette. Yeah. But
no, that's true. I am since I'm watching it on since I live on the West Coast now, and the first week was very hard because all of you guys are watching it on East Coast time, and I was like, holy shit, I have 3 hours before I get to like actually see what's going on. But I know I did get a lot of DMs about how are you, like, what are you gonna do? You can try this. I ended up getting this VPN. It's like, it was pretty cheap. I bought it for like 12 months or something, and it allows me to watch it on East Coast time now. So I can watch it on East Coast time, but then also watch it for fun on West Coast time and not have to worry about like
like making memes and like missing notes. Something.
So all of the ratings are coming from you.
You, me. Me. Yeah, they're getting me twice. So
here's
you're
the
welcome.
Thing. About the whole fatigue thing is we say this now, but then if it goes away, are they gonna like come out with this new show or like, oh my God, bring back The Bachelor? Like, why?
Well, the thing is nobody's watching the spinoffs. The spinoffs, nobody
listen to your
in.
Heart.
No one's watching.
Oh
listen
my God,
to your heart.
Don't
no
bring that up again.
No one's watching The Greatest of All Time. No one's watching these spinoffs because they don't care enough. So I think if they did try to make a new show, it would just be like, it would be stupid. It would be a dumb move because nobody's going to watch it.
No.
I agree.
We've all been there, trying to fit everything we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Bass, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Bass. I love my Bass. I bring it literally everywhere I could possibly need a carry-on bag. And that's because, like I just said, they have thought of everything. I love that my bag expands. And so when I overpack, as I literally do every single time, I don't have to sit on my suitcase anymore to try to squeeze it shut. I can just use the extender. Honestly, makes my life so much easier. It's one less thing to worry about having to contemplate, do I need to bring this? Do I not need to bring it? I can just bring it and have the peace of mind that I have it. And my Bass allows me to do that. So it really just eases my whole peace of mind when traveling. Bass has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Bass has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Bass has your personal items covered. Right now, Bass is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/betches. Go to basetravel.com/betches for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/betches. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
But anyway, that's on The Bachelor. If you guys want more more of our thoughts on The Bachelor, you can listen to The Bachelor podcast that I host with Fat Carrie Bradshaw. Every Wednesday, we recap everything. We talk about the show. We roast it. Claire follows our Instagram account, so I'm scared to post anything now. And
tonight should be fun.
Yeah, so tonight should be fun. And let's get into our next topic. Ariana Grande debuts her new song, Positions. You guys take it from here.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Sure, will do. Here's the thing. This always happens whenever an artist drops a song. It's like a domino effect. Because Miley already happened a few weeks ago or months ago already. I don't even know what day it is, with Midnight Sky. Then Ariana. Now Miley's announcing an album. Taylor dropped an album a few months ago in the beginning of this. And it's just like, there's so much concert on. But with Ariana.
Justin Bieber.
I can't forget. I am an Ariana fan, so don't come for me. I wasn't that impressed with the song, not the video. The video was beautiful,
but the song.
You've always been a music video gal, yes. Barry. But I think it's a very, like a very Ariana-esque song, especially that's compared to a lot of stuff on, Sweeteners. Was Sweetener her most recent album?
Oh my god, are you okay?
Or Seven Rings? No, I just like had the biggest brain fart.
Thank you, next.
Correct. It reminded me of like a breakup with your girlfriend on board kind of vibe with the beat and everything. I love a good beat. This has that. So I was hooked based off of that alone.
If anything, Ariana is consistent. Like I hear a song and I know it's her like before she even starts singing, which is great. But also I would love to see her do something different. I think she can.
Definitely has the range for it.
I agree. And let me just say, I didn't mean not impressed. I'm obviously impressed with what Ariana Grande does. I agree with you in the sense where like, I guess I expected something different or more. And this was very Ariana. But that doesn't say that her album is not going to like blow us away.
Oh, it's like, going to slap. And I already know. Like, I mean, it always does.
Yeah. Whether I want to or not, I was like this with Sweetener and Seven Rings. I'm like, yeah, this is okay. And then a couple months later, I'm freaking bopping in the back of the Uber on the way to the bar back in the day. But I think based off of on Friday, she released the full track list on her Instagram for everything that's going to be on the album. And the overall theme to me was sexual frustration, because there's a lot of innuendos, relatable. Little 34 plus 35, if you know what I mean.
Mm. Yeah, but she has a boyfriend.
Does she?
Yes.
Who?
I don't fucking know.
Does she?
Prove it.
On her Instagram.
I forgot his name. Now you're pressuring me. Oh God. Oh God. But here's the thing, that with all these people dropping, albums, with albums comes tours. And I am very upset about that in the state that we're in right now, because are we going to a concert anytime soon? I don't know.
Why I think Adele canceled her album is because she can't do a tour.
She can't just not. She's Adele. Those videos of the empty White Claw cans singing along to Someone Like You. She can't just not go on a tour. No,
Dalton Gomez is her boyfriend. Sorry, my bad. I can't believe that slipped my mind. Anyway,
that is.
But can we just, I just want to say my appreciation for this music video though, because the time and effort that goes into these are all like insane. Like the thought process that goes with all the details that's within the songs, like seeing Ariana like do her thing and her costumes and like while performing is just like there's something magical about it. And it has like purpose.
I'm always blown away with her specifically about how such a big voice comes out of such a small body. She, I mean, is a great performer. And I'm wondering if you think Ariana, Miley, Adele, all these people who have upcoming albums and new music, Do we think they're going to try and pull a like outdoor concert, stand on the hood of your car kind of tour? Or do we think everyone is going to jump to just to release a tour date as soon as things, you know, start to get towards some normal relative state and of safety for us to be indoors at these arenas?
I don't know, because even if they do, I don't know if people are going to even want to go, so ticket sales might be down. No, I know, but ticket sales might be down compared to like their last tour.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be like a stadium tour, but I think I think they're definitely going to figure out some way to make it happen. I mean, we've already started doing this like randomly, whether it's like big concerts and they have like just cars pulled up and you stay in your car and you can like listen to whatever. But like, I mean, I would literally like go down a sewer hole if Miley Cyrus was performing down there. Like,
sewer hole.
Like, I'm there.
Not a sewer hole.
On my way.
Look at us talking about Ariana's like stadium tour. Like, we're manifesting it.
We're her management team.
but I am excited to like see what else people are coming out with this next year. There's a lot of music. There's a lot of babies. It's just
I was just going to say that. That was a theme of yesterday's newsletter, was music and babies. And
none of which are coming from the three of us.
But what else are people doing? God. I'm expecting a lot of music next year. What else are you going to do as a musical artist in quarantine? Okay, I get inspiration might be a little low, but what the fuck else are you doing? Make some music.
Listen, if we're able to produce content on all of our platforms from inside of our apartments, they should be able to produce music and whatever from their mansions. I'm just saying.
I think you're absolutely right. And more artists should be coming out with music, and kind of like offended at this point that like more aren't. So
like, this is time, like, step up. We're waiting for you. We're waiting for the music. We really want the music. We're not going to complain at this point.
Thank you for the music. That's it.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. BS at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near Beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, something that we may or may not be wanting right now. There's a Saved by the Bell reboot coming, which this is brand new information to me.
It is not to me.
Same.
The trailer was just released. They have the old cast back, but they're playing like the adult characters, which I feel like is going to be a hit or miss. But what do you guys think? I know, Barry, you're very excited about it. What are your thoughts?
Well, here's the thing. I can say this confidently as one of the biggest Saved by the Bells fans in the 90s.
Gorge.
There was no time for this right now. Like, the trailer is not, it's hard to say that they're calling these shows reboots. It is not a reboot just because Mark Paul Gosselaar, Mario Lopez, and Tiffany Amber Thiessen, she dropped the Amber, Tiffany Thiessen are in the show. That doesn't make it a reboot. The show, I watched the trailer. It would be so cute, a cute little high school show, if it wasn't called Saved by the Bell. It is not Saved by the Bell, and it never will be Saved by the Bell. I was surprised that they didn't learn from the flop that was Beverly Hills 90210 reboot, because that also,
holy shit,
that did not work. Like, this is on Peacock, that new streaming service. Like, you can't do something that was Saved by the Bell, which was an iconic show, and make it into something that it's like not. It's just not. I'm sorry. It's really bad. That's just the minute and a half trailer that I watched.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Dana, how I feel.
I don't really care. As I said, I watch Wheel of Fortune, Bachelorette, and Supermarket Jeopardy. Sweep. But no, I'm not smart enough. So I watch starting at 7 p.m. But I think a lot of people are going to enjoy it just for nostalgia's sake, just for the sake of seeing those characters again and seeing those people portray those characters again. But I agree that with this and a lot of the other reboots, portraying them as adults, it's really hit or miss. I think it's really hit or miss. Whether would it have been better to do it as just a brand new show and it just happens to be at the same school.
Correct.
A lot of the same, you know, features or themes come back again. And the characters are maybe there for like a few features throughout the season. Would that have been a better way to go?
I think that's the best way to go, because I was thinking about it in two different scenarios. It's either like you bring the characters back and they do play these adults and it sort of looks like Desperate and Thirsty, or it comes off really like cool and nostalgic and we're loving it. It's mm-hmm. either like one of the two, but I think if you bring them back in random little like cameos, that is better than having them be like main characters on the show. Like, I think it feels too desperate to like nobody's seen that Zach Morris guy in anything since that.
In years.
Well, here's the thing. We're talking about Kelly Kapowski, who is iconic 90s heartthrob. She's not on a Netflix show. But like I'm saying, she's not, that was her role in Saved by the Bell. And Zach Morris, like, are you kidding? Like, he's now, I think what I saw in this trailer, the principal or something, or like someone's dad that comes back. Like, I don't know. So it's just like I think he is someone's dad. So the thing is, I agree. He should have been like, they should have had high school kids and then like, you know, they come in, or it should have been the cast as the show. That's a reboot to me, is like,
yeah,
them starring in it.
I guess they couldn't get
Screech to sign on.
Mm-hmm. I'm very curious. Yeah. To see how this ends up going, because they're also like, I mean, anybody younger than us, they didn't watch this show. So that like, they're going to miss out on all the inside jokes. They're going to not understand like the significance of these characters, the significance of Zach and Kelly, and it's going to feel like they're on the outside of this whole inside joke or nostalgia thing that we already have. So I think they're cutting themselves off to a lot of people. I think they were going to do a reboot. They should have done it way earlier than now.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to say this reminds me how we're saying mixing them in throughout the season or seasons would have been a better way to go. This might be a little niche, but the Netflix series, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, is written by Tina Fey. And throughout all the seasons, characters from 30 Rock, which she also starred on, feature in the episodes. And every time I see one of them, I'm like, oh my God. And I think about episodes of 30 Rock. So it's like flawlessly executed how they wanted that to happen, how they wanted to, you know, bring you back to,
it's like a little Easter egg that you like find in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think these reboots need to rethink their execution on these. But there's also a Hocus Pocus 2 that was announced with the original Sanderson sisters. See? What are your thoughts on that?
Original sisters. Like, wow. They're the original cast. They can't make a Hocus Pocus with three new people. See, they're doing it right.
I think this is an example of, yeah, like Barry said, like doing it right. But I also think the reason why is because Saved by the Bell was like this whole like TV show series. If you didn't watch the TV show, you weren't into it. But everybody has seen Hocus Pocus. Like, there's not anybody that who has not seen Hocus Pocus. It was for everybody.
Or you at least know about the characters.
Right. And it's only one movie. So it's not like you're missing out on seasons or you have to watch this whole thing to be caught up. Like, you know the movie, you know the characters, you know everything about them. So I think this is going to be an example of, as long as it's like produced well, you can't really fuck this up.
But Kay, it's like what you just said about waiting. Why did they wait so long to make a Hocus Pocus 2?
But SJP just got bored and was like, let's
right?
Get a
She's
witchy.
Like, you know what? I have time right now. My store's closed. Like, let's make a movie.
Yeah. I mean,
what else is she doing?
I don't know.
A lot, probably. Probably a lot.
But being here's rich. The funny thing about these, our opinions, these are called opinions, what we have about these things, is someone can easily turn around and be like, Barry, you know what? Then you make a Saved by the Bell reboot. No, I'm not a writer director, which is why I expect more from the writers and directors of these things. Like, just like Ariana Grande, I can't write an album like Ariana Grande, but I expect more from Ariana Grande because
I don't know what you're talking about. Opinions, minor facts.
Oh,
these are straight facts.
There have been just so many reboots and I've heard so many polarizing opinions about all of them, whether it's like Fuller House or I know a lot of people were excited about the Lizzie McGuire reboot and what that was going to be. Out of all of them, and there's a lot of them that have come out so far, if you've watched any, do you have a favorite?
I don't think I've seen any of the real reboots, to be honest. Like, I didn't. I'm not really a reboot kind of, like, unless I am like I know Legally Blonde. I think talking about doing something, but
I think
usually
they're doing a third one.
It doesn't slap after the first two. Like,
they need to know when to stop. So like all of the movies where it's like, they made a Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2, iconic. I'm finding it hard to separate reboots from sequels, but I'm just going with sequels. Home Alone 3, horrible. They didn't even make it. Like, in movies, in the theaters, I don't even think. Or even Legally Blonde. Aren't there like five of them by now?
There's right. Two.
Oh, the second one's the red, white, and blue?
I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't have a favorite reboot. I think that they should just know like when to like call it quits.
I think that goes for all things, and I've noticed that more recently with TV series in general that they know when to stop. And one that immediately comes to mind is Broad City, and I know that ended a while ago, but it was like hysterical all the way through. They knew that towards the end, there's only but so many jokes you can make about any topic, or but
that
so
ending
many.
Was so perfect too.
I mean, I heart-wrenching. It was heart-wrenching for a comedy series. It was flawlessly done. And I think that's a prime example of knowing when to quit while you're ahead.
I mean, I'm here for that. Yeah. Well, This was a riveting episode. I still can't get over the Bachelorette stuff. I'm very excited for tonight.
I was just because I cannot wait to see if shit hits the fan tonight. They've been teasing it, and I'm ready for some real drama.
Yeah. Well, Kay, what's your prediction? Do you think tonight's her last episode, or she still has another week?
I think she still has one more week.
I agree.
I think after tonight, she still has one more week. That's my
this. Yeah, I think she needs this week to really stir the pot. Well, not her specifically, but everyone to stir the pot this week. And then next week, it'll be like, everything. Here we go. New Bachelorette. Also, and then the week after will be Tayshia.
Please get ready for a video next week coming out, because Chris and I are going to be playing Claire and Dale. So.
No.
Oh, my.
Are you playing Dale? Yeah. So get ready for that. That'll be out next week. But make sure you guys are rating, reviewing, and subscribing wherever you're listening, whether it is on Spotify or on iTunes. 5 stars, write your reviews. We want to hear what you guys are thinking, what topics you want us to talk about. So make sure you guys are doing that. And like I said, I am Kay. You can find me on The Bachelor Instagram, which is at The Bachelor, or you can find me anywhere at Kay York City.
I'm Dana. You can find me at DMichelle1L4Es. And be sure to follow You Up Pod and When's Happy HR on Instagram. And also subscribe to the Bachelor Breakdown newsletter.
And I'm Barry. And you can find me on Instagram at Barry Rosenfeld. Follow Shop Betches on Instagram and follow Bravo by Betches on Instagram as well.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us this week. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Later.
Betches.